como de los gusanos es parte el atravesar la superficie, como la muerte y las raíces. El encierro parte del momento mismo del menoscabo. Dicen que a metros bajo tierra es posible oír todos los rumores del mundo, que son solo latidos casi imperceptibles, que se vuelven de un momento a otro como un tronar desesperante. Dicen que la humedad es parte del encanto, y que esta vez se sofoca, como la mesurada tristeza que surge de la imposibilidad de ver el propio rostro en el espejo. Confinement begins from confinement. As it's a part of worms go through the surface, like death and roots. Confinement begins in the moment itself of the impairment. It's said that some meters underground it's possible to hear all the rumors of the world, which are just heartbeats almost imperceptible, which become from one moment to another like an exasperating thunder. It's said that humidity is part of the charm, and sometimes it suffocates, like the restrained sadness which rises from the impossibility to watch your own face in a mirror. Second X-ray. It is possible to observe, day by day, how the ray of light which crosses through the curtain slowly crawls by the ground, millimetrically drawing the map of the seasons, the earth stretching out, the movement itself. There is no such movement inside. The world's flavor is the same every day, and the accurate quest of the weakest sound among all frequencies of shrieks and shouts fails. Only the mirror is able to disclose how time writes indifference and tedium in its unsteady silver blade. Only the mirror mist over and crystallize all the truth in the mouth of this confinement. The incurable's bar. This one has a little epigraph. I could escape from sharks. I shoot down the tiger. The ones which devour me were the loosest, vertebrae. The vocabulary is limited, that must be said, as it is also missed the little gloves which, like sparks sprouting from the contact of the stone with the tool, are cautiously hidden by some secret achieves. It must be said also that behind the foam of every glass, served some time ago in this bar, it is possible to solemnly perceive, under certain light angles, the color of the diner's dreams. But it's not only the age-old whistle, like vipers licking, or the playing cards glittering across the table. It's not the colossal and vulgar roar either of the dice breaking up the outlines. One by one, the parishioners nervously whisper at the hand. With the serene and suspicious attitude of a weird chiromantic, they were living their own lives in the game. And the little sweat drops, which magically sprout from their guts, like pearls in the middle of the dark, tragically betray them. The diners then, one by one, abandoned the cards. And leaving the glasses half empty, they moved across the mysterious and cryptic garden. Like the first possessed, there was no need to show credentials. One by one, with picks and spades on their shoulders, with their own inventory of miseries, step by step, they were entering to the cold garden. Such is life. Así es la vida. The annual cicadas. On the ground, in dark and silence, in the dawn of decadence, their vital cycle begins. There the nymphs patiently absorb the nectar of the trees, day after day, night after night, so that after 17 long years of waiting, the adult cicadas emerge at last in great number from the earth. A week later, they will mate and lay some eggs. The same week, they all will die. Thank you.